Sometimes Forex trading is a wild and woolly place to be. That's why Hugh's here, to pose your questions to Walter, the Naked Forex Guy. Hugh's got questions, and Walter's got the answers. Here at the Truth About FX Podcast.
Hey, Walter, how's it going?
Good. How are you, Hugh?
Pretty good. Today's question is, should you risk more on a sure winner trade than something that you're not so sure about?
Yeah, I understand this. To be honest, I hadn't really thought about this in a long time, but one of the first two traders I worked with, we were talking about different styles of money management, and this is the one of the ones that came up, and I thought it was fascinating because I always just assumed that you would always risk the same. I can understand why people do it, and some really famous traders do this as well. I think most of the listeners here have probably heard of George Soros. He has this idea where you really need to have courage to be a pig, as one of his students said. Mm-hmm. And so he'll go in with a lot of leverage when he's really sure, for example, when he basically bankrupt the Bank of London. But I don't believe that's a very good plan. I think that it just increases the chances that you are to go bust. Mm-hmm. And it also kind of breaks you out of your normal confines of discipline. So if you start doing things and saying, well, this one looks really good, I'll make it, you know, I'll give it more risk, I think it's like it gives you a green light to break your rules. And that's even more dangerous. And especially for new traders. New traders typically will have the wrong instincts. I know I certainly did when I first started trading. And this is one of the things that the turtles were taught when they were taught by Richard Dennis and William Eckhart. They were taught that if they had two trades to take and they could only take one because they were essentially almost maxed out, that they should look to the one that looked the least likely to work out for them. In other words, the one they didn't like the most, that was the one to take. And so what they were doing is leveraging the same instinct that doesn't really work when you're a new trader. So I would say most definitely don't do that. It's just easy to get into bad habits if you do.
Yeah, no, that's a great point. And I know it's worked for some traders, but I think it's a very, very small percentage of people who can actually trade from that framework. And you're right, I think most people should just stick to it, especially when you're starting out. But appreciate the insight, and see you next time.
See you next time.